Good morning and welcome to EMP. Let us bow our head and we start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you. Thank you that you bring us come together, come in your house and start to pray, worship and hear your word, Father. We pray that this morning something new that you want to reveal us and you want us to know, and you want to lead our life, Father. So, although in difficult situation, we always keep our mind to glorify you. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, like or dislike, I want to let us know that today we live in situation that easy for us become angry and anger. For example, we just read news. Yesterday, two person got infected, and then from these two person, the other neighbor also got infected. I can feel how angry these two neighbor because of these two person. Yeah. We easy to get frustration and angry with the situation. Sometimes we angry with the family, sometimes we angry with the environment, sometimes we become angry with the church, sometimes we angry with the state, like you see in United States, how angry people, yeah. One case become a boom for a big case. And then even sometimes we angry with God and we ask God, why God, why all this happen in our life? Yeah. As a human creature, we were created by the image of God. Angry is a part of human nature, similar like laughing, sad, and cry. These all are reaction of something come in our life. In the Bible, we also can see that God also can angry, but there is a problem, a difference between God and human. When God angry, he didn't do sin, but usually, when human angry, become to sin. No wonder. Let us open Ephesians chapter 4. Be angry and yet do not sin. Be angry. Okay. Be angry, but yet do not sin. Similar with this verse come from Psalm chapter 4, verse 5. In English Bible, Psalm chapter 4, verse 4, tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. I cannot forget this verse, brothers and sisters, because when I was in Bible school, before we have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, everybody must recite one verse. And my friend, when he got angry, he always revised this verse. Be angry, but do not sin. That makes us different with God. God has angry. Yeah, when Jesus start ministry, we can see in the gospel he angry with some occasion, but he didn't do sin. But human can do sin. That's why this morning I want to share about angry without sin. How can angry without sin? If we see from this verse, Psalm chapter 4, verse 4, meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Another verse come from Genesis verse 4, Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. If you do well, will not your contentment be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Brothers and sisters, I try to meditate these two verses with simple understanding. Angry is an adjective. Anger is a noun. There is a space interval between angry become anger and anger to do sin. In this interval, God still give us time to think through. Do I want to do sin or not in my anger? That's why Psalm said, if you angry, just go to one place and then talk in your bed. What does it mean? This situation want to tell us that we need to postpone and then do introspection. Just a self-introspection before you go to do something. There is a space for us to do and not to do. And the word in between is introspection. Most of us, when they angry and do sin, because they do wrong interpretation. Gary Collins give me a few steps when we angry. What should we do? What kind of question that we need to have before we do something? First question, what is making me feel angry? Yeah, what is making me feel angry? Sometimes we're angry, but we don't know why we're angry. Second, why am I feeling angry and not some other emotion? The third, am I jumping to conclusion about the situation or person who is making me feel angry? Yeah. If we easy to make short conclusion, then we will judge someone. For example, yeah, when Cain give vegetable to offer to God, and then Abel give a good lamb for God, and then Cain become angry, and then in his introspection, he always point Abel because of Abel, because of Abel, because of Abel. He jumped to wrong conclusion. That's why finally Cain kill Abel. And he thought, if in this world there is no Abel, then God will receive my offering. This kind of conclusion sometimes happen in our life. That's why we're angry with our spouse, we're angry with our children, or we're angry with our parents. We always blaming other person in our bad situation. Yeah. Another sentence, is there something about this situation that threaten me and make me feel afraid or inferior? Did my anger come because I have some unrealistic expectation? How might other, including the person who is angering me, feel this situation? Is there another way to look at the situation. Sometimes we cannot see other situation because our heart and our mind already controlled by the anger. There is other situation that we can have, we can do. There is God in other situation. God never changed. If He allow us to go to other situation, that means He also want to go with us. Are these things I can do to change the situation in order to reduce my anger? So, brothers and sisters, these all questions are the tools for help us to introspection. And finally, if we can do right introspection, then we can see that there are two problems. First, the problem comes from our life. Second, the problem comes from outside. If the problem comes from our life, then the Bible always say repent. When God talked to Cain, God want Cain repent, but the problem that Cain didn't want to repent. Different with David. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5, David took a woman called Bathsheba, and then after that, the prophet Nathan come to talk to David, and then finally David say, "Who are that guy? He must die." And then after that, the prophet say, "You are the guys." And after that, David slow down and then suddenly say, I have sinned. David repent, but Cain not repent. If the problem not because of you, because of the environment or the situation, then I'll always remember Prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk angry with the situation. And then finally, he see that the situation not because of him. And then Habakkuk wait for the Lord. That's why I want us to read 2 Second Chronicle chapter 7, verse 14. Second Chronicle 7, 14. "And my people who are called by my name humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked way, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will hear their land." So this thing that we can do if we see the problem is not because of you. We still can come to God, confess, ask forgiveness, so that God can change the situation. With this step, I believe we can far from sin, even do not do sin when we feel angry. The second step, brothers and sisters, you can do not do sin if you have self-control. Self-control is part of a fruit of spirit. We can see from Galatians chapter 5, 23, self-control. Self-control can happen in your life if, number one, you have growing spirituality. Growing spirituality. So, growing spirituality, the result of your fellowship with God. If you have good fellowship with God, then your spirituality growing and growing. Because whenever we come to God, we take out our old nature and then we put new nature. New nature is come from God. Always remember, our motto is not only to know Him, but to be like him. To be like him means you take out your old nature and then change with the new nature, which is Jesus Christ. In Christ, your spiritual can be growing, and then the final state of the growing spirituality become you have fruit of the Spirit. And then one of the fruit spirit is called self-control. The second one is slowing reaction. Let's see from James chapter 1, verse 19. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Quick to hear the word of God, but slow to speak and slow to anger. Slowing reaction. The person who quick reaction sometimes only use his mind to speak. But we, as the children of God, when we speak something, we need to use our mind and our heart. Sometimes, although our mind, the distance between our mind and our heart is only 20 cm. Yeah, I always say 20 cm. But the result is always different. That's why we need to mix our mind and our heart. It takes time to digest. It takes time to digest. So that the Bible said we need to quick hear but slow to speak and slow to anger. Yeah. Avoid an angry mindset. Or maybe in your past experience there are some root that needs to take out so that you can slow to anger. If there is a problem in your past experience, then I suggest you go to inner healing or go to the well to release everything. This second part, self-control. Number three, how can I angry but do not sin? Depend by God's power. Look at this verse, 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Our enemy, like a lion, he is waiting for you, yeah, to kill you. And how the enemy kill us, using our angry become anger. That's why we need to depend by God's power. In the history of the Bible, we can learn from Joseph. Yeah. God have eternal plan through the life of Abraham. And then God promised that Abraham's descendant can multiply, become God people, and then from God people, the Savior come from Abraham descended. After Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Suddenly, there is a problem in the nation. There is a famine, very big famine. No one have food. The only place who have food is Egypt. How can Egypt have food? Because they already prepared before the famine coming. Who is the master plan of this Savior action? The master plan is Joseph. How can because God already prepared Joseph. God have eternal plan in Joseph. But the enemy know that God chose Joseph. No wonder the enemy want to kick Joseph from human life. First, the enemy used Joseph's brother to expel Joseph. Second, Potiphar's wife tried to make down Joseph. And then suddenly, Joseph sent to the prison. And then the third one, Joseph's friend forgave him. But Joseph never angry. Joseph never angry. Joseph see his life in God's plan. Joseph only depend by God's power. He didn't depend by the situation. No wonder, brothers and sisters, Joseph speak one verse very famous for us. Genesis chapter 50. Verse 20. As for you, you mean evil against me, but God mean it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Brothers and sisters, Joseph depend by God's power in life. No wonder whenever he faced something difficult, easy for him to get angry and become anger, but he didn't do sin because he see God in his environment. These three steps really help us, especially when we are in angry situation, we do not do sin. First, we need to remember introspection. Go to one place and do quiet time. Second, self-control is part of fruit of the Spirit. Number three, always depend by God's power. In the future, we can see the situation maybe can bad, maybe can good. We don't know. But one thing, we need to control ourselves. So always happy and joy in all situations. May God bless us. I ask P. Andrew to lead worship.
Still know you are God. oceans rise and thunders roar. I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood. I will be still, though you are God. I will be still.
Using Joseph's experienced life, Genesis 50, verse 20, remind us that we need to use God's perspective to test, to see, to make conclusion about our situation. Joseph always sees that God has beautiful plan in his life. Today, if you feel frustration, angry, to see many things did not happen in your life as you wish, or you wish but you get different wish, let us remember that God has beautiful plans for your life. Joseph have right to angry, even hit his brother, but he did not do it because he can see that everything happened by control of God. If you live with God, be sure that God always be with you. We haven't finished in this world. Let us see God. His plan in our life. Let us humble ourselves and say, God, please help me to control myself. I don't want to lose your joy and peace. That's why, please control my heart and my mind. Thank you, Jesus. You always give us answer in our life situation. Not only answer, Father, but also solution. Also power to overcome situation so that we will not lose joy and peace that you already give it to us. Today, we put our life into your hand. And always, Father, lead us to use your eyes to see all situation, problem in our life. And by the end, we can see that God's plan never fail. God's plan always bring peace and joy in our life. Thank you, Father. We will enter to pray fellowship. This morning, we pray for our community who have cancer and doing chemotherapy. We pray that God will heal them. Let's pray together. We also pray for physical and spiritual salvation for some people who still fighting with their sickness. We pray that God also open their heart to receive Jesus Christ. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmities condition. Yeah. We believe that God's power can take out all the weakness from their body. Finally, we pray for brothers and sisters who are seeking for new job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. Let's still keep in prayer for mission in China. Pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hanshu, SP Shanghai, Pastor Ricky, then all missionary that we support. We pray that God always lead them in every situation. Gospel, the central of their ministry, preach for everywhere. Always pray for our board member, peace, all the team. We pray that God will lead board member in leading this church. Yeah, prepare this church, become holy and holy in front of God. Let's pray together. Pray for young adult fellowship, men's ministry, women ministry. Although it's difficult for us to gather together, but using Zoom, internet, people can connect each other, become a good fellowship between our brother and sister in SP. Let's pray together. pray for SP 2.0 for building and resources. We pray that God will prepare and extend His kingdom through SP. Let's pray together. Pray for tonight, house church activity, Blue Pool Fortress, Lido Lion Rock, New Conduit, TST, and Fantris. We pray that, yes, house church still a beautiful place for every SP member. Last one, we put our city Hong Kong in God's hand. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for beautiful time that we have fellowship with you. Before we leave this sanctuary, we pray that you are the God, source of joy and peace. Please, pour your joy and peace in our life so that we can happy, joyful, peaceful in all situations, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless us. Have a nice day.